Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Schools in Boston, Worcester, and many other towns are closed again today for a third day after the storm. See the list at WBUR.org. But otherwise, many things are returning to normal after the blizzard dumped record amounts of snow in Massachusetts. Parking bans have expired. Highways are mostly clear. Power outages have almost all been fixed. And flights at Logan Airport are largely on time this morning. But the cleanup in coastal communities such as Scituate will take several more days, if not longer. WBUR's Fred Bever reports.
Front-end loaders were in high demand in Scituate yesterday, trying to scrape clear what was left of Oceanside Avenue. Parts of the seafront byway were paved 2 and 3 feet thick with rocks like cobblestones, thrown up by waves that breached the seawall. Some streets were still impassably flooded or undermined. Power lines were down in many parts of town. Houses up and down Oceanside Avenue were encrusted with ice. Many of them suffered severe damage. Some residents were just beginning to assess the storm's aftermath.
I finally got the door open and I was numb. I still am numb.
A little more than a day after evacuating, Chris Carroll takes stock of the chaos inside the oceanfront rental that she and her 3 young children moved to just 3 months ago. The home's big picture windows, frames and all, lie broken on the floor, and the wind whistles straight through her living room.
Back of the house is gone. Lots of snow inside the house. Doesn't belong there. Just ruin, destruction. Just, it's incredibly surreal. I don't know if I've even wrapped my head all around it. I never thought this would be me.
Dozens of residents share her uncertain situation, staying in motels or with friends and family. Town administrator Patricia Vincasey says in recent years, residents have gotten used to more frequent and more destructive storms.
People who have lived in this area have lived here for decades, so they're used to responding. It's just they need to employ a different set of tools each time for each storm because they don't know what quite tool they're going to have to take out of the kit for remediation.
Vincasey and town officials met with Governor Charlie Baker yesterday. Their first request? More front-end loaders. Baker promised that and more, including the possibility of seeking federal disaster aid. And after a helicopter trip to inspect Nantucket, Baker said he would seek a federal disaster declaration for that hard-hit island. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.